Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to just talk about more things about warming up Ash Friendly, meaning turning the lights on, figuring out things, figuring out how things are working, what are we doing, how are we move, like, what's our, how do we get this, like, just everything, make it happen, and it's just kind of not frustrating, it's just really interesting to me to see exactly how do I tell people and show people this is who we are, this is what we're doing, and this is how we're going to do it. And stay true to that is the easiest part of it. It's just making sure that I can speak clearly enough for people to say, oh, okay, I like Ash Friendly. And a lot of it goes back to me being very hard to communicate with the world. Because I have said in previous podcasts that I live according and how I act and how I talk is in the clouds and in the skies and fairy tales and dreams. Like, a lot of things that just don't make sense to the normal human being. I'm very creative. I'm very out there, like just pushing the envelope, seeing different things. And when I wanted to create Ash Friendly, I wanted people that are around me that are very creative and then can see how are we going to do this, what we're going to do. And I know a lot of people that are just like, well, I'm here. How do I get to where you're at? Or how do I even get out of this? Like, you have to just start from scratch and like figure something out. And knowing that if it doesn't work, dump it no matter how much work you put into it. This isn't working. I don't like it. Dump it. And move on to the next thing. And stick to what works. Stick to like your bread and butter, right? So if that's your everyday, that's your guaranteed, like a layup in basketball. Just boom, layup, nice and easy all day. Layup all day. Or like a little putt, like taking a little putter and just boop, putting it right into the hole if you're golfing. All these basic things, like some things are very easy for people. What's your bread and butter? Well, I just wake up and I brush my teeth and then I make my bed every day. Every day. So those things are easy. So take care of those things. Make sure nothing stands in the way of doing that. And that's what we're figuring out. That's what we're working on. So my biggest thing is like what's working right now. And it's just me creating the podcast. I'm trying to talk to people and explain to them correctly. We believe in togetherness. We believe in focusing on yourself for self-care. We believe in everyone matters or nobody matters. There is no in-between. We focus in on the people with disabilities, people with that skin color. We focus on people who have struggling with gender, people who struggle. Because a lot of people are out there, once they've identified that I have a disability or my skin color is different than yours, then immediately the family disowns them or will throw them out. There are parties out there that are that are for the government that don't like other people. That don't like because you're this color or because you have a different religion or because you don't have a gender. Where it's not really they don't like you. They're just afraid of you. Because they don't know what you are. They don't understand how your brain works. They don't understand what you represent. How you're doing things. And I can clearly understand that. People have no idea what I'm doing. When I talk to someone and they say, hey, what are you doing, man? Well, I retired at 46 and I decided to retire because I didn't know what else to do with my life. And I was just done working. What? What do you do all day? I make sure I take care of myself and I work on my weakest part of my life, my weakest skill of my life to become better, to become a better being, to be a better loving human being, to work on myself, how to interact with people, talk to them. I work on my religious part of my life constantly because it's a constant, really just eye-awakening thing for me. It's so important for me to be very extremely spiritual and religious because that's where I love to live. I work on my body physically and mentally, like weight training, running. That's what I do. But I've been lucky because that's the path for me. And that's my bread and butter. That's what I, that is where I go back to. If I'm feeling depressed, if I'm feeling sad, I go back to this. If I'm feeling this way or that way, I'm feeling negative or hateful, I go back to taking care of myself. There's something I'm missing where I'm not taking care of myself. And something that I need to continue to work on. So how we go about finding something for people or finding out something for yourself is you just start to work with what you have. Don't work on, focus on what you don't have. Don't focus on something you want to have. What do you have? And there has to be something there. And if you don't know that it's there, let's try to find it. And that's the part of Ash Friendly we're at, warming up. We're finding the parts that what we need, what we don't need, what works, what do we like. So that way we can fine tune and saying, this is this person. This is what they're working on. This is what we're doing. Okay, cool. And if you will like some of the stuff that we're doing, then go join them. Introduce yourself. Say hi. Be part of the group. And so that way people can identify you as being safe. Ah, this person's safe. A lot of people know who you are. And the more people you know, the more we can say that person's a good person and that person's connected. And so as we continue to grow this thing, we're finding out, well, this works. You know, some things may not, like, as bad as you want it. Like, I really want to become a football player, but I just, man, I hate getting hit. Well, maybe that's not the best thing for you. And that's the beautiful thing, because as you're going about figuring out how do you get out of this depression, how do you get a job, how do you get out of this life, how do you go here, it's these little steps that you're not thinking about and that you're doing, and then that something else is going to open up, something else is going to be created. And that's where Ash Friendly is right now. We're creating all these different ideas and different thoughts of building it together piece by piece, and then slowly we have something. Oh, look what we have. Wonderful. And now we're going to try it. Let's try this out, see if it works. And if it fails, we just go back to the drawing board. Because I've tried to express to everyone who's listened to this, to my voice for about almost a year now, please don't be discouraged about failing. That is my one big thing of life. Don't be worried about failing or getting it wrong. It's just more learning. Now, if you quit, I can't help you. That is the worst, when you quit and you say you, because then that comes with can't. Quit and can't go together, and then it's just all downhill from there until you decide to try again. And then you can learn. And then maybe it won't be so hard next time because you're with other people doing things. And this is just slowly warming up, Ash Friendly, of figuring out what's going on. Well, folks, I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love yourself, love the world, love the people around you a little more every day, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. And as always, together, we are Ash Friendly.